Here's geologist Cindy Buxton to tell you about the changing water levels at Jones Point.
At high tide, saltwater flows upriver past Jones Point, raising the water level in the river. At an 18-foot tide, the water reaches to just below the alders and willows at the river's edge. If you could transport back in time and had been sitting on a bench in this exact spot 90 years ago, saltwater would have reached about 7 feet higher than now and been lapping at your feet at an 18-foot tide. As you face upriver, if you had looked to your left, the big boulders on the water's edge would have been underwater at that high tide. If you'd looked to the right, towards the highway, you would have seen that water reached just up to the road. A picture taken from an airplane in 1929 shows that the area where the golf course is now was completely underwater and there were no alders or trees. Now, if you had been transported to the 1950s and looked to your left, you might have seen lumber from the sawmill at Jones Point being loaded onto boats. If you'd looked towards the golf course at low tide, there was likely a lot of exposed mud dotted with some alders here and there, mostly closer up to the road. Since the 1970s, it's not been practical to ship lumber via boats from Jones Point because the river was too shallow even at a high tide. The water level in the river has been getting shallower during the last 90 years and for decades before that. The change is not just happening at Jones Point. One process has been causing the elevation of the riverbed to rise. Another process has been causing all the land in Haines to rise compared to sea level, and thus changing the exact location of the saltwater shoreline. The change isn't something you notice from year to year, but over time it's quite noticeable. You might notice that some of the older, higher driftwood on the beaches is now well above the highest tides, or that Mud Bay can be crossed on foot at higher tide levels than you could years ago. Detailed scientific observations show that the land is now moving up approximately 0.9 inches a year compared to global sea level. Since about 1780, the land in Haines has moved upwards about 14 to 16 feet total. And studies indicate that this upward movement will continue for another 500 to 600 years for another 17 feet of uplift. The uplift of the land that we're experiencing here in Haines is due to something that the scientific community calls isostatic rebound, something also referred to as post-glacial rebound. During glacial advances, the massive weight of ice pushes the rigid Earth's crust down into the squishy upper mantle below the crust. When the ice melts, the extra weight is removed and the crust starts to rise back up. It can take hundreds of years for this to happen. This process is called isostatic rebound. Rebound started in about 1780 when the Little Ice Age glaciers began to retreat. The Little Ice Age began about 1300 AD when the average temperature dropped about 1 degree Fahrenheit compared to average. Even small changes in global temperature can have big impacts. The Little Ice Age led to starvation and disease in parts of Europe and North America due to failed crops and unpredictable weather patterns. In Glacier Bay, the ice reached down to the mouth of the bay, forcing villages in Bartlett Cove to relocate to Hoonah. Chilkat Valley was not filled with ice during the Little Ice Age, but glaciers such as the Davidson Glacier advanced further into the valleys at the base of the mountains. A picture of Davidson Glacier from 1900 shows the glacier down near sea level and covering almost all of Glacier Point. You would have likely been able to see that ice from here. The Little Ice Age glaciers in Glacier Bay were massive, with about 3,000 cubic kilometers of ice. The weight from that ice caused the crust in the whole region, including Haines, to be pushed down into the mantle. Imagine using your hand to push down into a soft bed mattress. You will notice that the mattress around your hand is pushed down, as well as the mattress directly below your hand. Haines experienced isostatic rebound at least one other time in geologic history. 20,000 years ago, ice filled the entire valley in front of you up to about 3,200 feet above you. The ice extended all the way from the Chilkat Mountains, over the Chilkat Peninsula, to the Coast Mountains, across from Lynn Canal. The rebound following the melting of that ice was hundreds of feet and was completed thousands of years ago. This rebound explains why ocean seashells from 12,000 to 13,000 years ago are found 100 to 200 feet above the current sea level in Haines. Another process that is impacting the location of the saltwater shoreline is the worldwide rise of sea level due to climate change. Global sea level has risen about 8 inches since the 1920s. The rate of change in sea level rise is accelerating dramatically. In 2024, it was an astonishing 5.9 millimeters, or almost a quarter inch that year, up from the 0.04 inches a year on average from 1900 to 1940. This accelerating change in global sea level will have devastating consequences for many low-lying communities bordering the ocean. For Haines, though, post-glacial rebound and sea level rise are competing processes, and right now, rebound is winning. Another reason that large ships have not been able to dock at Jones Point since the 70s is that the Chilkat riverbed is continuing to fill up with sand, silt, and gravel. The glacier eroded the rock in the valley in front of you to about 750 or more feet below where you're sitting. Since then, silt, sand, and gravel has filled it in. With time, the areas on the river edge that are now covered in low grass will be uplifted out of the reach of high tide and will turn into spruce forests. And more of the riverbed at the edge of the river will be uplifted above sea level, forming new grassy areas. It would be so cool if we could have a time-lapse camera filming the changes over the decades and centuries. Well, thanks for listening.